Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Massachusetts education officials say they will not be collecting and publishing COVID-19 infection data from school districts this year. As WBUR's Carrie Young reports, that has some parents worried.
For Boston parent Nalita Bisson, more data means more trust. She wishes it would be easier to see if there's a COVID outbreak in her kids' schools this fall.
It's almost like the train is just driving and it's like, this is going to derail. And no one is thinking about, okay, what should we do? Should we, you know, try to fix the brakes? We're just moving straight ahead and without thinking about what could happen and how to mitigate it more.
The State Department of Public Health will still be collecting COVID infection information and identifying outbreaks in specific settings, including schools. Officials add that the Department of Education's data last year was more of an informal tally. Glenn Kucher with the Massachusetts Association of School Committees is not surprised by the move. He says collecting and publishing infection information was labor-intensive and not always reliable because the system depended on parents and staff to self-report positive cases.
In terms of reporting the levels of illness, that hasn't been a big issue up front because the kids aren't back yet. We haven't seen any data at all.
Kucher says right now, the big concern among school committee members is passing strong mask policies, which he thinks could go a long way in building parent trust. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Carrie Young.